Hi everyone, I'm Mara and this is the Obituary of Lunatics Asylums, a podcast which represents the shades of psychiatric hospitals. This story is to remember the victims of the asylums, of the brutal ones, who never had an obituary. This is an invented story with imaginative characters, or maybe not. Theoretically, none of this have ever happened, right? A long time ago, there was this fantastic place. I went there for a while and I didn't enjoy it, but they said to me that was my place, was the right place for me, for us, the crazy ones, the lunatics. I heard that the first lunatic asylum, or psychiatric hospital, if you want to be more empathic with us, was born in 1793, thanks to Philippe Pinel, a French psychiatrist, who decided to free the madmen from prisons. What a nice gesture he did. He maybe, or not, didn't know that we won't be treated so well. Maybe it would have been better if we had stayed in prisons with the normal ones. But this isn't a documentary. This is my story. I was born in 1912 in New Jersey. My name was Marilyn, and I have to be honest, I was a nice kid, extrovert and hyperactive, and my parents weren't so patient with me. In fact, they used to kick down my enthusiasm. They started to beat me at the age of 6, and this caused me really bad nightmares that, as a consequence, made me add nocturnal enuresis. Till the age of 15, when they decided to send me in Greaton Hospital, a lunatic asylum. Greaton, funny name, isn't it? But if I have to give a color to this building, it wouldn't be grey, it would be white. Such as the lights that I saw till the end. As I said, I was a teenager when I came here for the first time. And trust me if I say that I hadn't saw in my short life a place worse than that. When I arrived, I was terrified. My friends from school told me that no one had ever came out of there, that the internees were of all types, that I would have met rapists, criminals, killers, and they were right. But the longer I stayed here, the more I understood that the real lunatics were the ones who should have took care of us. At least we were quite free. We could wander around the structure, save for the nights when we had to stay closed in our rooms. Thanks to this freedom, I have known lots of new friends. Susan and I even became best friends, but I don't know why she disappeared when the personnel found out that she was pregnant. After her, end by end, all of my friends started to vanish. Duke once told me that he was free only in the nights because at the sunlight they used to tie him up or to trap him in a thing called straitjacket. And one day I didn't saw him anymore. My nightmares never stopped haunting me because all nights when I was in my room, if it can be defined as such, the only thing that I heard for 7 years were the screams of people. They were desperate, and I didn't understand why until one night. I was looking out of my window, complaining the colored autumn trees of what had now become my house after almost 10 years. It was a rainy day, it was really cold in there because they don't worry about our wellness. Their job was to carry our mental health, after all. However, I was in my bedroom when a nurse arrived and brought me out of it. She told me that an Italian scientist, Ugo Cerletti, had discovered a new method to calm me down, and that he called it ECT. She said also that I would have met my friends again, so I followed her. I was impatient to encounter them again, and then she escorted me in a whitish room with big white lights on the roof. They, the real crazy ones, pulled me up and forced me to lay down on an iron bed, by tying me with freezing belts like the bat. I started to scream when they introduced me the ECT. They put two balls on the sides of my head. I heard the shock and I felt it. I felt it in my brain, my lungs, in my heart, in all of my body. A tear shed from my right eye, but after, I was happy. Because the nurse was right, I reviewed my friends, but all of a sudden, I only saw grey. Now I understand why they call it Grayton. No, I'm kidding, I didn't die in that occasion. However, after that, I've seen my friends many times for years and years. The operators from that moment on began to treat me increasingly worse. They abused of me, they beat me, tied me up, and I started to have suicide thoughts after they appeared also in my dreams. Or not. At some point, I think, I began to exchange them with the reality or to hope that the actuality was just a nightmare. In fact, 7 years later from my first grey night, I made a choice. I opened my window, I watched for the last time the orange trees, and I decided that I would rather watch for the rest of my life or death, not the grizzled tones or the white ones of dead lights above my head, but the black ones. You have to know that I've always been a person who liked to have a choice, and so I did it. After 7 years of straitjackets, abuses, any type of tortures and grey tones nights, I did that. I closed my eyes and I threw myself down, not knowing that I would have opened my eyes again and saw those shades as white as those lights. This time I chose by myself, because in all of my existence the others chose for me. As when they decided to not write an obituary on my tomb. If me and my story have really existed, of course.